Please be advised that this presentation was recorded live on March 10th, 2020, and may not include information and data that factors in the COVID-19 global pandemic and its economic impacts.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 25th anniversary of the Hampton Roads Real Estate Market Review and Forecast. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Larry Colorito, and I'm Senior Managing Director at Valbridge Property Advisors. I'm also an adjunct professor teaching real estate here in the Strom College of Business and the chair of the E.V. Williams Center for Real Estate here at Old Dominion. On behalf of my executive committee, advisors, and all the members of the center, I'd like to thank you all for joining us as we celebrate 25 years of offering detailed expert analysis of the Hampton Roads real estate market. I would like to begin by acknowledging the past directors of the E.V. Williams Center for Real Estate. Thank you, John Crunkleton, John Lombard, and here in the audience somewhere, Andy Hantz. Andy, would you please stand? Thank you for all you've done for ODU, the Center, and the Hampton Roads community. I would also like to welcome Drew Lumpkin, Regional Director of Senator Mark Warner's office, for being with us today. Twenty-five years, a monumental milestone for the E.V. Williams Center for Real Estate. I thought it might be worth a trip down memory lane briefly. Bear with me. The year is 1995. The cost of a gallon of gas was $1.15. The NFL expanded their teams to include the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The average cost of a new house was approximately $159,000. The median household income was approximately $34,000. And the Old Dominion University Real Estate Foundation was established. This was the 4400 block of Hampton Boulevard. I believe some of you are acquainted with the building in the foreground. Then progress occurred. And now, the 4400 block of Hampton Boulevard is where you are seated right now, the Chartway Arena at the Ted Constant Convocation Center. Amazing. Although Mike Zarpas wishes it was still the 4400 Club. I would like to start the program by thanking our sponsors. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, Atlantic Union Bank, for their continued support of the market review. I would especially like to thank Tom Dillon, a past chair of this center and currently on the center's executive committee. Thank you to our exclusive reception sponsor, SL Nussbaum Realty Company. I heard we have a few people from Nussbaum here today, and thank you for attending. Thank you to our Monarch sponsors, CBRE, CoStar, the Franklin Johnson Group. Our Alliance sponsors are AES Consulting Engineers, Colliers International, and Troutman Sanders. Thank you to Inside Business for their extensive media support and continued support in the production and distribution of the annual market review publication. The center's annual publication is circulated to more than 10,000 Inside Business readers, and everyone in attendance today will receive a copy of the report. It will also be widely distributed electronically. Also, thank you to all the sponsors who advertised in the printed report. Thank you to our blue and silver sponsors. And thank you, our booth sponsors. Thank you to our municipal sponsors. And of course, our program sponsors. We also owe many thanks to Image Business Interiors, who provided the beautiful furnishings for our stage today. Make sure to visit IBI at their booth in the reception area to learn more about what furnishings they offer and how they can make your space just as beautiful. Finally, Thank you to the E.V. Williams Center for Real Estate members, boards, executive committee, and Old Dominion University as a whole for their support. But most importantly, thank you to all of you. Without you, we would never have been able to accomplish a 25th anniversary.